The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Tireway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Chov Zayin Tammuz, 7th of July, Rav Geshem Dunner Shlita, Tvila in the Swimming Pool, Part 2.
Morning, everyone. We started discussing a lot of Tvila in the Swimming Pool last time we spoke, and we're going to carry on now. So, we're talking about someone with a chiyuv to be tovel, either a noshim, ladies who have a chiyuv tefillas nida, or men who want to tefillas ezra. We know they have to be tovel in a mikvah, which is a moknash boren, a place where the water has settled, which has to be not in a keli, it has to be dug into the ground, or into a building, it could even be on the roof, and it has to have 40 saw of water. It could be in a mikvah, or it could be in a mayon. A mayon is something that's flowing, a flowing natural stream where there's no rainwater, or no rainwater. The second, a regular natural stream is kosher for tefillah, also for tefillah's kelim. If you buy a new keli, you can be tovel the keli in the flowing stream. What about a river? So, a river which never dries up. If the river dries up, then clearly it's not natural water here. It just is rainwater and dissolved snow involved. And therefore, when there's no rain and no snow, the river dries up. That's a problem. That you can't be tovel in any river that dries up from time to time is also for tefillas kelim, for tefillas noshim, for everything, because then it's just rainwater which is flowing, which is possible because rainwater can't be flowing. So what about you have a river, a regular river, which is flowing normally, and when it rains, the river gets bigger and it starts flooding its banks. Can you be tovel in such a river or not? Before we get to the swimming pool, I'm trying to go to the other alternative, what we're on again. Could you go to that river where it flows its banks or not? So, the Gemara on Adar and Daf Mem, it's a few places in Shafalon, the Chayrus and Shabbos, the Gemara on Adar and Daf Mem brings out. Avur the Shmuel made for his daughter's net. He built mikvahs in the river in a time when the river was bigger than usual. Now, there's a few pshatim in why he built net. It could be that people shouldn't see when they're being tovel, because then if people can see you being tovel, you might be tovel properly, and therefore you were scared you won't stand properly, you have a chafitza. But the pashtus, the reason is because when a river was bigger, it was zeichlin, it was flowing. And you can't be tovel in a river of rainwater when it's flowing. And therefore he built a mikvah in the river. He made four walls in the river, and now you have a mokum ashboiren, you have a place where there's no flowing taking place, and therefore you can tovel in that. No, there are rivers that come from a natural stream that comes from underground. No, it comes from underground. Once it goes underground, it's lost its shem. There is a thing that comes from underground, it's unarguable. We dig down, someone starts bursting, that's for underground. That would be mutter bezeichlin, that other rainwater, it can't be bezeichlin. So, it says he made these nets there to stop the flow. Now the question is, it's very hard to stop a flow of water with nets. Nets are porous, and therefore water can go through. So there is a machlokus in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Paskan, that when you say the mikvah can't be flowing, it's only a zechila nikeret. It's when it's recognizable that there's a flow of water coming out. But if it's just a little bit of seepage going out, then a chaba paskan, that's not called the zechila. Now there is a Vilna Gaon who Kupshutai disagrees, but the Ikar Halacha that the Machaber and the others that is the right of the Machaber that the zechila she'eino nikeret is kosher. Now when they build mikvahs, the briskers prefer it if you build a mikvah on the first floor, the second floor, not on the ground floor. Why is that? If you have anything dripping out on the first floor, you'll find it. You'll see the water dripping, you'll see that the wrap around the tonki is wet to the touch. And then you'll know that there's a chila taking place. Masha Enkin, you have a mikvah, like most times, as well, in the ground, then were there to be a teeny zechila, it'll be very hard to recognize because you just lose the water, you wouldn't know where it goes. You might know the water level goes down. Every mikvah loses about 50 liters a day due to evaporation and due to people taking out water in their hair when they leave the mikvah. And therefore, the fact water will go down a little bit is not always an indication that the water mikvah is being zechila. You should know the one day a year where they check mikvahs to see whether the water level is going down or not is on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, no one uses the mikvah the night before, and therefore that you have 36 hours of no mikvah usage where you can measure nicely what's going on. So there are those who want to bring a raya to the shita of the Mechaba, that the chilash in the keret is kosher from the fact that Avodah Shmuel made net in the river. Okay.
Is that
The going is machmer. If the briskas are machmer, no. But if it's chil nekeres, you got a problem. If it's recognizably going out, you got a problem. We all are mikvahs. When you see, we're machmer for every shitter. So therefore, the chilah we try and chap around shitter of the going that even in the keres won't be happening. And therefore, I went once to Dan Lichtenstein to check out a mikvah, Federation mikvah, and he threw a matchstick in the middle of the mikvah. I sat there watching it for 10 minutes to see whether the matchstick would drift to a side or not. If it would drift to a side, he'll be worried that there is a tequila, and if not, it'll be okay. And folks, the big mikveh experts told me that that's only good enough to check for the tequila in the keres. But you could have a tequila she'ena in the keres, it can be dripping out a teeny bit, and the matchstick wouldn't move. And therefore, that's only a basic check, that's not an advanced check. Okay. Now, rivers that are flowing and they've burst their banks, and therefore there's loads of rainwater there, and therefore, from what we said now, should be possible when it's flowing. Says the Ramah, it's still kosher. The Mokum does not have a mikveh. Why is that so? Because he says that Nahara Mekifim Ivrach, which means that every time it rains from Shemayim, water comes up from the Tahoim to greet it, so to speak. And therefore, in every river, there's always more natural water than rainwater. And therefore, if there's Roiv, natural, Mei Mayonus, it will be kosher even though it's flowing. And never pass through the Ramah, and that's a place that has no mikveh. That's what they will do. They will be tovel in a flowing river as long as it's not a river that dries up from time to time. If it dries up from time to time, then there'll be a problem. Okay. Now, how much water do we need? The Gemara says, Mayim Sheguf Adam Iskasa Behem, the whole body of the person has to be covered by this water, which is, Chazal say, is 40 sa'ah, which is one amma by one amma by three amma. That's the amount of water needed for a person to go underwater. The Machlokas Lamaisa, what's the shir? How many liters this is? It ranges from the 400 to the most biggest shir I saw is 922 liters. The Maisa, the Minig, brought down by a Padvan of Ovna, is to make a mix of a minimum 1,000 liters to the Yotz Chol HaShittas, which is 1 cubic meter, a meter by a meter by a meter, and then you have a mikvah kosher lechol HaShittas. Now, all water in the world starts off kosher for mikvah, yeah? All rainwater, seawater, river water, it all starts off kosher. Problem is, it can become a mayim sh'uvin. If it becomes mayim sh'uvin, if it goes in a keli, in a bottle or anything, then the mikvah is no longer kosher to be tovel in. All the folks can agree that tap water is mayim sh'uvin, and therefore you cannot make a kosher mikvah with tap water because it goes through various tanks and pumps and pipes, and it becomes mayim sh'uvin, and therefore it's possible to make a mikveh with mayim sh'uvin. Now, how much mayim sh'uvin passes a mikveh? The halacha is, if before you have a kosher mikveh, i.e. before you have 40 sa'ah, before you have your 1,000 liters, if 3 lugin of mayim sh'uvin falls in, the mikveh is already possible. How much is 3 lugin? The most machmir dikasheh is it's be'erech a liter, which is a very minute amount of water. When I once went to clean out a mikveh net as well with some abonim there, before they put water in, we were on our hands and knees with towels to try and make sure there's no water. You have a large mixer, and 1 liter of water would be nothing across the whole bottom, and that could already make it possible. And they do other things in the process to, in case it is water on the floor, to connect it to another mixer to make it kosher. Do hashaka, which we won't talk about today, but there is a way of making mayim sh'uvin kosher anyway. But we try and make a mikvah is so kosher, there's 100 different reasons why they are kosher, and therefore the first thing we do is make sure there is no mayim sh'uvim in a mikvah, and therefore we dry it out, make sure there's not even 1 liter of water at the bottom of that mikvah. However, very important,
why is that
sh'uvim in the mikvah? No, but it's from they use it to clean the mikvah, and therefore it's from the bucket, and therefore it's mayim sh'uvim.
Not the leftovers.
No. Now, halacha is, once you have a kosher mikveh, once you have 1,000 liters of chumrah of mei geshom in the mikveh, you can pour in kol mei moshe ba'olam. You can turn on the tap, you fill up the mikveh all the way up, 10,000 liters, and the mikveh is chadchilla kosher. Says the Machaber, mikveh sheyesh ba'am in tzif tezvav in Simon Reish Aleph, mikveh sheyesh ba'arbo im sar, or a mayam, yochol lishoiv kol ma sheyirte litin atecha, you can pour in all the water in the world, even though it's now roiv, you do not say bittul the roiv. Whilst you have a kosher mikveh, it cannot, it's a magical thing, it cannot become possible, and it's always going to be kosher. There's actually a shittah of the Rashbam who disagrees, but this shittah of the Rashbam is not brought down the halacha anywhere, and people cannot not chayish for it, and that is the halacha. In Reb Chunah's mikveh, Every time, every water that you're tovel in, the first 40 star is mei geshamim, and then they top it up with mayim sheuvim. Because then, once you have a mix of kosher, nothing can make it possible. And then they go and do hashaka to it, and then they have lots of other stringencies that they apply afterwards. But every time the tovel in the water, it has mei geshamim in it. There is a mikvah in Eretz Yisrael, and in Brighton I went to a couple of weeks ago, where the entire mikvah is made of mei geshamim. That's a very rare thing to have. The reason for that is because if you want to change the water, which you do want to do from time to time, then it's going to be a problem. Because we need to have unlimited supply of rainwater from the roof, even though it does rain a lot in England, but it doesn't rain heavily enough. And therefore, the experts tell me that when it rains for 2 days, you get up to a few millimeters. It doesn't really knack. And therefore, you don't have unlimited water. It's very rare to be total only mega shamim. The way to do so is either you change the water very rarely, which is not ideal, or if you allow a filter in the mixer. Now, we'll discuss shortly having a filter in the mixer, the halachic about that. Okay. So now, you want to be total in the swimming pool. So before you start, before for the shayla to start, if you have a swimming pool that could be perhaps kosher for tefilas noshim, you need to have 1,000 liters, or even if you want to be more makeable, a bit less, but you need to have 40 sa' of mei geshamim in the mikvah. If not, the mikvah does not start. So anyone, in Lubam, Moshe tried to organize there that the swimming pool should become a kosher mikvah, the first thing you have to do is make sure that the rainwater comes in without becoming shuvin on the way, and the first 40 sa' should be rainwater. I'm going to discuss, even if you have that, the other halachic shayla that could be. But that is the aleph beis. You need to have 40 sa' of rainwater in a mixture. Okay. So it depends. That depends how the pipes are made. Pastor's pipes are okay. It depends if they have the curves or not. And that's a complicated notion which not going to get involved in. Okay. Now, yes, we don't have rainwater. There's another etzah. The Mechaber in Sif Lamed in Sinai Galah brings down. Ein she'iva pliseles ela b'mayim. Only the psul of mayim shuvin with water. Avo hasheleg. But snow does not become mayim shuvin. Therefore, were you to take snow in a big bucket and you pour this snow into the mixer and then you wait for it to defrost, because the Ramah holds you cannot be tovel while it's still snow. Perhaps because your body won't be fully covered by the snow because of the air bubbles there. But the Chalosh says if you have 40 saw of snow and then you let it defrost, it cools down into water. Even though the snow was transported in kalim, the mikvah is kosher. And in Phoenix, Arizona, where it doesn't snow, what they have to do, they make mikvahs out of snow. Now, the problem is, as you're carrying the snow in your bucket, if it starts melting and you have a liter of melted snow in your bucket, you're stuck. They do it, they take a bucket which has holes in the bottom, or a wicker basket, and then as it starts melting, it drips out on the floor, and they reach the mixer, all they have is snow. That is the way they would do it. The mice said it's a big bit of effort to do it. There's lots of complications in how to cool the water down. You can't pour hot water into the snow, because then the hot water will become with mayim shuvim, and if it hits the mixer before the snow is defrosted, then you might have gimel of mayim shuvim. And the Hudan Chum Sofer discussed taking hot metal and laying it on top of the snow mixer, and by that cooling it down, and then it will make it defrosted without making shuvim. And the Maaser, we don't really nowadays try to make mikvahs from snow. Some of the probably you need snow dust, because there are Chayyim that are similar, and others who hold that you're not allowed to make a mixer from ice from a restaurant. Yeah, you have to have real snow, and therefore it's quite complicated to do. And therefore, I think in Phoenix, Arizona, if they have no rain, they also have no snow, and therefore it's a bit complicated to bring snow in. And therefore, the Chabchila, we try not to make with snow either, but that would be another alternative to getting your 40.
Well, then they make snow.
Then? Man-made snow. Again, if you freeze, that's in the Chabad says, mix for shov. You have a mixer of mayim shuvim, mei ha'ir, tap water, shehiglit, which froze. Tahor mishuvim, mayim shuvim. And if the moichu, if it dissolves, kosher ha'kwes. Once it becomes snow, it loses its shem, or ice, it loses its shem, mayim shuvim. But again, what did you say? Yeah, but we don't do the Chabad. It's very rare to mix it down with that. It's much more ideal because of lots of complications. We try to use rainwater. Yeah, fair enough. But again, our mikvahs are so lechatchila, they are arguably much better than the mikvahs that I had 200 years ago. Because, Baruch Hashem, we have enough space, enough money to build all different chumras, and therefore we don't need to rely on chumras that they used to rely on previously. Okay. So let's discuss. So, now.
Kol Halashon.
The two things you have to worry about in the mikvah. Two main things. One is the chila, water flowing out. And one is Mayim Shuvim. So if you have a filter, both of these chashashot are in place. I.e., the filter normally takes water out and puts it back in when it's cleaned. So that could be a problem of zechila. Number two, it could be that in the process of the filter, it makes the water mayim shuvim. Let's go through both. Now, if you know, in Reb Chunah's men's mikveh, we have a filter in the mikveh built by Meir Posen, who's one of the world's biggest experts on the clothes. And there, no water goes out of the mikveh. It all stays in. The filter is inbuilt in the mikveh. There's no kalim. There's nothing there to mix it shows. The water's always connected to the mikveh. It's planted in. And all posts can hold that this is not a problem at all. And therefore, ladies' mikvehs, which are out of town, all have this filter. Because out of town, there's no big Tamid Chomim to really argue, and Meir Posen says it's kosher, and they put it in, and therefore I went to Brighton with him, and there's a beautiful filter in the mixer. The nice thing in town, the Stamford Hill, Gold Green, Yerushalayim, you're not going to find a filter in the ladies' mixer, because there, the Rabbanim don't like it, the Chodosh, Osam, and Hatorah type of Hashkafa, and therefore you won't find the filter in the ladies' mixer. Okay. Why is it not Zochlin? Why is Meir Posen's filter not called Zochlin? There's movement in the water. You see the water's flowing around. And that the answer is that all it is choppy water in the mixer. You're allowed to have two people be total at the same time in the mixer. It's Mefurish and Shnayas. You have to. Either water's moving around. By so, that's not called Zochlin. Zochlin is when water's flowing from the mixer elsewhere. If you're just staying around in the mixer, it's not possible. In the Mefurish and Mishnah, you have a needle on a step. And the water doesn't reach it. You don't want to put the needle in the middle of the mixer, so you're going to lose the needle and put the next person's foot. If you put on a step, and you have a person pushing the water onto the step. If it hits it, the needle was total. The water's flowing. It's mafurish, that's not called flowing. As long as it's all in one mixer, that's not called flowing, and that's the chat in the filter, and that's why the filter, the Pimeni Poskim, does not make it work. Now, problem is, a filter in a regular swimming pool is not like that. In a regular swimming pool, it takes the water out, outside and sends it back in somewhere else. You know, in men's mixer, they do have such a filter as well. And if you ever go there and you see there's like a waterfall coming out from the sides of the wall. Ever been there, the waterfall? So always the Gishmaka guys sit under the waterfall and they have a Gishmaka shower. But they don't realize that the Maaseh is Zochlin at the time. And even for the tefillah of men, Machlokes where the Zochlin is allowed. And therefore, it's really bidi evad. If you have a choice between the two mikvahs, if one has a waterfall going on, apart from the waterfall spa experience, you should really be going to the other one because it's a big shayla of zochlin. And ideally, they told me that they prefer that it shouldn't be waterfalling while people are using it, but sometimes it does. Okay, now, Reb Moshe Feinstein said a big chiddush about filters in swimming pools. His chiddush is based on a rivosh. There is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you have gimel mikvahs, three mikvahs of 20 sar, 20 sar, and 20 sar, which is bad news. Each mikvah is possible, you need 40 sar. Not only that, the third mikvah of 20 sar is 20 sar of mayim shuvim, of tap water, every hand water. Three people who are Tommy go into the three mikvahs. So right now, they're all still Tommy because he has a mikvah chosa, he has a mikvah chosa, he has a mikvah shot. No good. What happens? Now that they're in, they're quite large people, the water rises, it now mixes together on top of the three mikvahs. Says the Mishnah, all three people are now Tohar. Because now you have 40 star Mayim Kesherim together, hitting 20 star Mayim Shurim. That is called Hashoka. You can make a mikvah, which is possible, kosher, by connecting it to a kosher mikvah. Yeah, all our mikvahs have Hashoka. You can put your hand in the hole there, because your ferret hanoi is at least 5 centimeters round, and that connects the mikvah, which is Mayim Shurim. That's the Chunuz Men mikvah, will tovel in tap water, and that's connected through a hole to rainwater. And that's kosher for Chunuz. That's how the Chunuz Sefer's ladies mikvah was in his days. And therefore, that would be ideal. Says over here, what do you say? Machlokes Machaber and Rabbeinu Yerucham. Make halacha is we are makel. But since Rabbeinu Yerucham is machve, the Shach says kedai l'hachme to Rabbeinu Yerucham chachila, and therefore we try to machve chachila. Yeah, but no, in the Rabbeinu Yerucham it's always out. It's not. But in some old-fashioned mikvahs, there were matzahs that you would take it out. We don't like it so much. Anything that's dependent on the second, people can forget, and it's not so ideal, and we prefer to keep it open. There is a mila keeping the hole stopped up. The mila is that we gain something called nosan sar and nopal sar, which I'm going to discuss now for the next 10 minutes. We'll discuss in a second why people want to stop it up and why we don't want to stop it up. Okay, we'll get there in a second. Now, so in this mixer, you have 20-20-20, and all three people are kosher because the water went up and it mixed up. Question is, the chayla, the water, is being zeichel now. it was in the mikveh, and now because these large people went in the mikveh, the water is now spritzing out into all the other mikvehs. Why is that not possible as zeichel? That's what the Rivash asks, and that's what the Shach asks. What's going on? The Shach says a very big chiddush. Says the Shach that it's not called zeichelim, it's not called flowing, if the water is flowing because of a person chucking the water out of the mikveh. I.e., you can have a water fight in the mikveh, and the people who are not partaking in the water fight, and they're being told with Elikon and Zayid, they will be told because the fact that the water spritzing out, it's not inherent in the mikveh that there is a crack. It's just people there bucketing water out, and that's not called Zerkli. I've only learned the Shach, and they learned, our mission is very easy to understand. The three people, even though they push the water up, doesn't matter, not called Zerkli, all going to be kosher. Others disagree with the Shach, and they don't like the Shach. There is a Rivash. The Rivash learned that, talking about a case, when you have three pits, one, two, three, and around them, like a barrier. It's all encircled in a cave, let's say. And Mela, the water is not inherently being zoichel anywhere. There's nowhere for it to go. It's always enclosed in this barrier around the three mikvahs, and therefore it comes one big mikvah in this big barrier, and it's not flowing anywhere. I.e., he says, if the water can't go anywhere, it just goes up, and it's going to come back down, that's not called zoichel. That's the chiddush of the Rivash. Says the Moshe Feinstein, a knockout chiddush. You have a filter where the water is coming out, but it's going straight back in. It's not rolling down the hill. It's not getting lost in the earth. It's just going out and coming back in. That is similar to the Rivash, where the water is going out of the mikveh, but we know it to go. It's going to come back in eventually, and it's not called zoichel. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein must have a lady's mikveh in a swimming pool with a filter if there's 40-star of mine trained first, because there's no chashash zoichelin. And this is a very big chiddush, which the Mayor Pilsen told me, we don't pattern like the halacha at all, but this is a choshev shita of Hiddush Moshe, in the Yerodea, Chedek Allah, some of the days, that's not called zoichelin with external salt. Now, says the Moshe, however, there's another problem. Problem is, not on saw, but not on saw. And I'll explain. We said before, you have a mikveh of 40 saw, you put in however much water you want, you put in the whole sea, it's going to be kosher. The sea is already kosher before you start. Okay, you put in unlimited tap water, and it's going to be kosher, because once you have a kosher mikveh, it can't become possible. What's the halacha? If you have 40 sar of kosher water, you put in 10 sar of not kosher water, it's all kosher, yeah? And then you take out 10 sar of this mixture. Now, if you would do a scientific analysis, there's no way that there's 40 sar remaining of mikveh water here. It's impossible that the 10 you took out was punk the 10 you put in, because they're all going to get mixed around all different water particles, and therefore you're going to end up with Trappist Schmeyer, let's say for argument's sake, 37.5 star of rainwater, 2.5 star of tap water. So now, it was a mikveh kosher, and now you did something which is called nosam sar, the notal sar. You put in a bit of maim shu'ovim and took out from the mixture. Is that kosher or not? It's based on the Gemara in Vamos, which is based on Mishnayos and Mitzvahs per design. The Gemara in Vamos and Mishnayos say, May Paris, you have apple juice, and it can be mashed in the mixer in some cases. How can you have a mixer made out of apple juice? So the Mishnah says, if you have 39 saw of rainwater, and you put in a saw of apple juice, nothing to talk about. Yeah, you don't have 40 saw of rainwater, it's possible. Your apple juice cannot be mashed in the mixer. However, if you have 40 saw of May mixer, and you put in one saw of apple juice, and then you take out one saw of this apple dilute, now the mixer is kosher, which means that Klape Shemaya, you're using apple juice to be mashed in your mikveh. Because if you do a scientific analysis of the 40 sar, we'll have here 39.8 sar of water and 0.2 sar of apple juice, and the mikveh is kosher. Because once the mikveh is kosher, it doesn't become possible, unless it looks like apple juice or wine or whatever, then it'll be shinri mara be nupisal. Talking about where there's not enough apple juice to influence the whole texture of the water, it looks like water, it just has in it genetically apple juice, and you have a case when apple juice is kosher. On that, says the Gemara, that only is until roiv. You can only do this 19 times. You can only put in a saw of apple juice and take out a saw of the mixture 19 times. Once you've done it 20 times, when it could be that you only have left in this 40 saw, 20 saw of water and 20 saw of apple juice, even though it's highly not logically that it should be as though, because why is it you took out only the water and not the apple juice? But if it could be mathematically that there's no longer 20 saw of rainwater here, then it's possible. You can only do nosan saw, the notal saw, until roif. That's what the Gemara says about May Paris. So the Bimasak Shushainim, what do you say, Ligabe Mayim Shu'uvim? Can you do with Mayim Shu'uvim the same? Is it only until roif, or is it forever? The Shulchan Aruch Paskens, it could be forever. Which means you have 40 sar of rainwater in a mikveh. You put in 1,000,000 sar of tap water. You take out 1,000,000 sar of the mixture. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the mikveh is kosher. Even though if you do a test on the water, there's probably only 0.02% of the mikveh rainwater. I don't care. Once the mikveh is kosher, it can't become possible from Mayim Shuvim, even if it took out from the mixture afterwards. Correct. It becomes mikveh water, and therefore it's kosher, and therefore it's possible for tomorrow. Nosan saw the notar saw by Mayim Shuvim is kosher. Amazing news. And Chasam Sofer was no Lazoi, and his mikveh, by the end of it, had no zecha of rainwater inside. Why not? He had rainwater here, tap water here. They got dirty. They took away the rainwater, and he did hashaka from the tap water to the tap water now. Because once the tap water became hushak to the rainwater, it became halachically rainwater. And so he did back and forth for a few years, until there was 0% of the mixture of rainwater, kosher lechatchila. Now, our mikvah is a much better, we obviously have much more chumrus, but that is the ik halacha, not on sar, but not on sar is kosher. However, it brings the shach that the Rambam and the Rashbam and the Raizot are machmir. And they say not on sar, but not on sar only works until roiv, like may peiris, and afterwards you have to have 20 point something sar of rainwater in the mikvah, the toiv, the hachmach, the chilat, says the tashvah. The mikvah, we try to be machmir. Less than 19 sar. Yeah, now it's kosher mikvah. So if you have 21 sar of juice there, it's possible. And the machloekah is 21 sar of mine there. Yeah. Because it could be only kosher because you have in it roiv mei gushama. And once you lose your roiv, it'll be possible. Yeah, that's the mechaber paska, but the Rishonim would disagree. It could be the Mishnah learned, the Rambam learned, the Dindra Bonon, the Smiles Ayin, the Shutta, the Ragel, the Dindra Reisa. Okay, says that Moshe, this is the problem of the filter. You've got a filter, and there's kalim involved, and it's going to become shuvim. And therefore, you have a kosher mixer, and the filter sucks out water, puts it back in. Suddenly, you have a problem. Within a very short time, all the water in the mixer has gone through your filter. Once it all gone through the filter, it all became shuvim, which means the whole time you're pouring in shuvim and taking out the core water, pouring in shuvim, taking out the core water, which means after a couple of days, as it will be, you have a problem of nosan tsar, but not after. And therefore, says in Moshe, for this reason, the chabchila, you should not be tovel in a swimming pool with a filter, because it can be nosan tsar. Now, for tfilas and noshim, we don't care about nosan tsar. Hariah, you can even be tovel in mayim shuvim. Because for Tfilas Anoshim, for Tfilas Ezra, as long as it's going in a kosher mixer, not into a keli, the water can be tap water and it's not a problem. And therefore, for men, to be towed in the swimming pool is much easier. Even if there's no rainwater in, as long as it's dug into the floor, even if it's shuvim, we don't care. Navot, it might be zoichlin, not like Moshe Feinstein. If it's zoichlin, there's machlokes achronim, whether for men's tefillah, zoichlin is a problem. Mechiyot probably has two opinions about it. And therefore, for men, it's okay to go into the swimming pool, because number one, maybe zoichlin is not a problem. Number two, even if it is a problem, maybe we pass by Moshe, who sells to the rivosh, that's not called zoichlin. However, for mitzvah noshim, we would not let you go into the swimming pool, because it's either zoichlin, zoichlin, Moshe, or it's not on, which arrived and the shach passing like holy shouldn't do the chatchila. Now, how mikvoid get round of nosan tsar is what Mr. Diamond referred to before. You have a mixer with 40 sar rainwater, 40 sar tap water. They want to change the water. So after every few weeks, they put stuff in and they change the water and then they put a new water. But the mikvah, over the last few weeks, some water has gone from A to B and from B to A. And therefore, in this mikvah now, they're no longer 40 sar rainwater, only 37 sar rainwater. And after a few times, they'll end up having nosan and nosan tsar as a mikvah. So if you would do with a stopper, i.e. you never have it open, the connection, open it for a second, put it back in straight away, no mixture will take place, then the machaba will be kosher, it will be amazing. However, since the Rebbeinu Rucham doesn't agree with the machaba and holds you need a shaka to meet it, we can't do that, and therefore we have other eitzes how to get rid of nosan of tsar, which if I get a part three, we'll discuss then. If not, thank you for listening, have a very good day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.